Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. It is quarter number three, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Dustin, in the first couple segments we mentioned, GoPSURV.com is back online. We got fans going back. We got tailgating. We mentioned for that first game, Ball State, that you get buy one, get one, a two-for-one deal, which is fantastic. But we've got one more thing to reveal today, and this is great. For those of you who have our app, and if you don't, first of all, what's wrong with you? Go to your app store, Keystone Sports, download it. There is now a button on our app. We made it works things out with Mark, and there's going to be a free RV awarded to one of our listeners. All you got to do, get the app, push the free RV button, you get to enter your name and email address, and you will be entered in a raffle for the free RV for the Ball State game. Make sure you do that. And by the way, one entry per person, okay? We don't want to get 38 entries from one person. We know how to strip those clean, so don't think you could get away with it. But also, great deals. Call Mark at 800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com. All right, Dustin, big news in the past week or so. There's been talk of a change in the college football playoffs. We've had four teams now for several years. What is this new proposal, and what is the status of it right now?
So it looks like, from if I'm reading it correctly, there's going to be a further discussion here later this month. And then it looks like September is maybe the time where they either move forward with any adjustments or they don't. I don't know that this proposal comes out right now, which is a jump from four playoff teams to 12 playoff teams. I don't think that gets out there without some real traction and some real belief that they're going to, that this is going to come through, at least in a format that looks very similar to what they're proposing right now. Now, it's four highest the four highest ranked conference champions will be seeded 1 through 4. They'll get a first round bye in this situation. Teams seeds 5 through 12 will play first round games at home sites. Then when you get into the quarterfinal round, which is when the seeds 1 through 4 get into it, you are going into bowl game situations the rest of the way through. That's one sticking point for some people. A, that if you're number one Alabama, you do not get a chance to play a playoff game on your home field. That's one part of it that I hope that they look at a little bit more closely. But it is married to the bowl idea. They're still handshaking in the back room with the bowl reps. So that part's not going away. But it is surprising to me that this was the proposal from 4 to 12. I've been pro expansion, but I don't know if I would have ever pitched a situation where you go immediately from 4 to 12. I thought there'd be some toe in the water before this cannonball that they just did last week. It was very surprising to me. I get, you know, the classic college football fan, the sanctity of the regular season. What makes college football unique is that every single game from week 1 to week 12 matters. I get all that. But every other sport known to mankind has had a more expansive playoff than college football did. At some point, you got to meet them somewhere in the middle, and maybe this is a format that sticks, and maybe this is a format that is able to break up that big three having a absolute monopoly on winning college football titles.
Well, we're going to hit on some of the ramifications, but first of all, Dustin, as listeners of this show know, the right number of teams is 8, okay? That's the correct number. Have conference winners automatically make it, one group of 5 team and 3 at-large. That's the right way to do it. So this jump to 12, I was surprised by it too. And, you know, this, gee, you're Alabama, you're number one seed, but you don't get to play a home game. Boo-hoo. I feel bad for you, Alabama. You're a number one seed and you get a bye. If Alabama wants a home game so badly, they should put in a rule, if you're any of those top four teams who are getting a bye, if you so choose, you could give up your number one seed and move down to the number five seed. Everyone else moves up one. You could move to the number five seed and have your home game. What do you think of that as a rule that they should add in, Dustin?
I think it's a terrible idea. And I think maybe not a terrible idea, but it would be one that, oh yeah, Nick Saban, I want to play a home game so bad that I want to play an extra game, an extra opportunity to lose along the way. Let's do that. But yeah, I get it. Like I didn't have very strong feelings about the boo-hoo Alabama doesn't get to play a home game, but I think there are people out there who do. And I'm very much like, play the quarterfinal round at home sites. I don't care if it's December and in Ann Arbor or Columbus. I don't care. I mean, you earn the right, I think, to play a home game in that situation. That's just my feeling. I think there, maybe this is a easy transition away from the bowl format. Like, it's too much culture shock to move to a 12-team playoff and do away with or at least at the very least minimize the importance of every bowl game. But yeah, we'll see. Maybe that part of it changes. I don't know.
Well, where I will agree with you though, Dustin, is how about even doing the quarterfinals at home? And to me, a home game up north in Ann Arbor or Columbus or Happy Valley, I'm all for that. Could you imagine what Beaver Stadium would be like on December 5th or December 12th with a football game, say, against Georgia?
Yeah. And what's college football's best asset is it is the pageantry and the home traditions and the coming down the hill at Clemson. It's the whiteout at Beaver Stadium. It's all these different things. The bands. I mean, you're going to lose a lot of that energy in the name of protecting the sanctity of the bowl system. And I don't believe in that. I don't buy into that at all. Clearly, like the politics of managing this situation is gonna trump that. I mean, the home field thing is a win for the teams, and it's a win for the product on television.
If you would do that, Dustin, if you coordinate it with the bowl games, when we're reaching that with the quarterfinals, I mean, are we gonna extend this where we're gonna have the Weed Eater Bowl host a playoff game?
That would be hilarious, and I would welcome that completely. Like, can you just call it a bowl game if it's at a team's home field? I mean, I guess. I mean, why not? Go for it. But I would love it if they really dipped into the most wild bowl names and utilize those in the first round.
Well, I'm still going to go back. I'll go with your original suggestion of playing the quarterfinal games at home. That would guarantee crowds, because the other thing you have as a situation here, Dustin, with potentially four rounds of bowl games, or let's say, you know, Penn State makes the playoffs, they'd have four games. There's a potential for having four rounds on the road or at a bowl game. You know, to ask fans of one team to travel 4 weeks in a row, I don't think is fair. For those fans, if you have at least a home game involved there, that's a little bit easier. You know that so many of the fans are within driving distance and wouldn't have a problem to get there.
Every fan base is going to have its limits. And I think the possibility of having to make four trips, I mean, that's going to break the bank for, let's just say you're a Pennsylvania native trying to follow Penn State wherever they're going. That's going to break the bank for most people. Now, you know, Penn State travels really as well as anybody, and they've got alumni all over the place. I think in Penn State's case, you'd be able to get the stadium, you know, at least somewhat representative of your fan base. I think it's going to be a hot ticket no matter what. Quarterfinals, semifinals, you know, the national championship game, whatever, it's going to be a hot ticket no matter what. But I think as you're asking fan bases to do all that travel, it's going to have a very like corporate, you know, not totally invested in the outcome type feel. It's going to be, you know, it's just going to be a sterile environment, I think, without being able to have, you know, fans make all those trips.
All right, let's talk a little bit more about what effect this would have on the field. And what's interesting is the four highest conference champs would be seeded 1 through 4. And here's another boo-hoo situation. Notre Dame wouldn't be able to get a top 4 seed then, Dustin.
So join a conference, you goons. You know, like that. I think this is a more ridiculous boo-hoo situation than the Alabama thing that we mentioned earlier, not being able to play a home game. Like, just get on board here, link up somewhere, join the ACC on a permanent basis if this is a real deal breaker. I think I'll be curious to see, like, you know, they're going to have to weigh the pros versus the cons. Like, I can't get a top 4 seed in the college football playoff if I don't join a conference. Is that worth it enough to be in total control over our schedule and our television rights and all that stuff? Well, I'll be interested to see the business decision of that. But, yeah, I mean, well, you know, I wouldn't feel bad for Notre Dame if they have to be a 5 seed at best. I mean, let's be real. They're only ever going to be a 5 seed at best anyway.
Ooh, I like
maybe
that.
Maybe a four. But just, let me just give my spiel for like the breaking up the big three in college football. The fact that you have three blue bloods who own college football right now should not be a reason to not make an aggressive move like this one. I'm surprised by it. But at some point in time, you have to say, like, yeah, this is our circumstances right now. These don't have to be our circumstances moving forward. I think having a 12-team playoff field at least opens the door a little bit for some parity to start breaking into the game of college football. I think in the early stages of this thing, they're going to kill everybody. But maybe when you see an equal opportunity system that changes the mindsets of recruits, and maybe 4, 5, 6 years beyond, you can shape college football a little bit differently.
That is a very important point to make, Dustin. And as we go into quarter four, we're going to talk more about that, more about the ramifications of this system. And it's not just for the fans and when you could watch and where you could watch, but how will it affect the big three? Will this help break up the big three and create more parity? It's a great question, and we're going to explore it a little bit more come quarter number four. Stick with us. We got more to go. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. That means GoPSURV.com is also back. Regular listeners of Keystone Sports know all about it. Drive your car to Happy Valley, and an RV is there waiting for you. Tailgate nonstop from Friday to Monday. Don't hassle with parking, as a free shuttle will take you to and from the game. For more info, go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467.
Hey y'all, it's Blake Shelton here, introducing y'all to the all-new American Brewed Smithworks Hard Seltzer Lemonade. Made for days when schedules are empty and coolers are full, Smithworks Hard Seltzer Lemonade is a perfect choice for celebrating good times. Available now in 4 Heartland-inspired flavors. Check out smithworksusa.com for a store nearest you.
Premium malt beverage with natural flavors. 5% ABV. Copyright 2021 Smithworks Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.